Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga Podcast. I'm your host, Manu Feit. He's Stefan Biankowski. Long pause there, Stefan. It's been a long week.
I was going to say, there's such a dramatic pause.
Oh, I almost forgot all my lines here.
I thought you were going to be like, nah, do you know what? I can't be bothered. Let's just not do this.
It's January. It's extremely busy for us. A very busy, busy month for us, Stefan, on Transfermarkt, right? So, like... things can be a little overwhelming at times at this time of the year.
It's interesting, isn't it? When the Rook Rundo comes around, it's so different from the start of the season, because rather than having a nice relaxing summer break, we specifically, like sports journalists, are right in the thick of it. I mean, you and I have been chasing our tails all day trying to figure out who Chelsea are signing, another 12th winger or some nonsense, and Arsenal and things.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like I'm now thinking to this weekend, thinking, oh, I can finally just put my feet up, watch the football, and then I can take my mind off the busy, hectic day-to-day of work, as opposed to the start of the season where it's kind of like, I've had nothing to do for 2 weeks. I want football in my life just to do something. Very different situations.
Well, you say that, but like, it's January, so some idiot will sign someone on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. No rest for the wicked.
No, it's almost over. We're more than halfway. I the summer window is the more important one for business for us in some ways than January, but January is just so compressed. You know, it's just so fast and quick fire and very stressful at times. I mean, like, my time zone means that I usually wake up to a flood of emails.
Yeah.
10 different chats going that I just need to catch up on, and then, like, yeah.
You often wake up to me crawling across the finish line at the end of the day and passing the baton on to you before I pass out.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. It's not like you're like walking into it, you're straight up sprinting. But this is all about football and Bundesliga, and yes, we have an actual match day to discuss. We do this in association with Get German Football News, so thanks for those guys for all regularly posting this show and spreading the word on the show. Please check out their homepage as well. Bundesliga is back, Stefan, and we have lots to discuss after this break.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE BLEAV, believe, to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts.
So yeah, Friday, first game, my match of the week, Leipzig against Bayern. I mean, this is such a great way to start the second half of the, well, it's not even the second start of the season, to return from the winter break, right? Because the Rückrunde doesn't technically start until match day 18. This is match day 16. But this is such a huge fixture, right? Bayern Munich are currently first with 34 points. Leipzig have made their way all the way up to the table to third place, which is astonishing given the start to the season and the tumultuous time that Marco Rose walked into. He's really steered the ship into calmer waters. And this is a really, really, really big game for Leipzig. If they win this, they are 3 points within Bayern, right? And that's, you can't start the season, the winter, to go out of the winter break in a better fashion, Stefan. This is why this is my match of the week. Here's my tip first before I let you give your thoughts on this, but I actually think that this is going to be a 2-2 draw.
I can't believe it. That's exactly what I've gone for.
Oh, damn it. And I have to add, we don't give all each other the results before we do this.
No, we really don't. It's kind of terrifying how often we actually end up agreeing with one another. But I cannot wait for this game. So this kicks off in the UK about 7:30. Perfect time, just after dinner. You can start cracking open the beers, got your feet up. I'm really, really looking forward to this game. I don't know when it kicks off in the US. I guess it's maybe like, what, midday maybe for West Coast?
Yeah, 11:30 on the West Coast and 2:30 on the East Coast.
Okay. So
which is actually a great time.
So should I just be kind of promoting kind of lunchtime beers then for people who are on their lunch break?
Anyone who goes on a lunch break for beers on a Friday doesn't come back to work. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, especially in Germany, I realized when I lived there. Yeah, this is a really interesting game because obviously it's not only just a fantastic sporting event, but it's also one that probably could set the tone for how the second half of the season kicks off. You know, we could have RB Leipzig obviously upsetting Bayern and really taking initiative in the second half of the season, yeah. Or we could have Bayern just really quash any concept of an upstart from Leipzig. And I think the really interesting thing is that both teams are actually missing some pretty big players. Mm. You know, we spent most of January talking about how Bayern are without Hernandez, they're without Mazraoui, Sadio Mane, I think, is out for this game as well. Manuel Neuer's out. So, you know, it's going to be, I mean, it's still going to be a huge, very strong Bayern team, but they're going to be missing two or three key players. But Leipzig are also missing quite a lot of players. They're actually, apparently, Gulaski is obviously still out, but Nkunku's in a doubt. David Raum's doubtful. The Bundesliga website has Konrad Leimer starting for this game alongside Schlager, which I'm not entirely sure about. Something tells me that might not be the case since Leimer might actually be announced as a Bayern player in the coming days, or at least confirmed that he's moving to Bayern. So I think it'd be an odd one for him to start this match. I think we're probably more likely to see Haidara maybe play alongside Schlager, unless Haidara's been injured and I'm not aware of it. But I think the big one's obviously Nkunku missing for Leipzig. He is kind of Mr. Leipzig right now. And although a Dani Olmo or a Forsberg, someone like that coming in, I just feel like they don't offer the same impetus. But having said that, I also don't think this is going to be Bayern at full strength either. It's a good chance Jan Sommer's probably going to slot straight in there. And I think he might be a bit kind of wary. So I think this is probably going to be a game in which both teams aren't exactly 100%. So that's why I've gone for 2-2. Because although I think it's perfectly plausible that either of these teams could actually go on and win this game.
Yeah.
And I did kind of start to lean towards an RB Leipzig lead win, but I think I'd be getting ahead of myself to be kind of predicting Bayern to kind of lose. As I think Bayern will be focused on making sure they don't lose this game. You know, and if that means they draw it, then so be it.
This game always means goals. I've seen Leipzig against Bayern a few times in stadium. Okay, well, it's also been one of the best 0-0 draws I've ever watched my entire life. And I was very fortunate to actually see Tyler Adams and Alphonso Davies go at each other for 90 minutes and watch was an incredible show of physicality. But I've also seen like that 5-4 in that first season Leipzig were up. I've seen the DFL Super Cup this season, right? Oh, wow, that was this season where Leipzig almost came back, right? After getting absolutely dismantled in the first half by Bayern. And this game is always has drama and it's always close. There's often a lot of goals, even if I think the best game that I've actually seen between the two was a 0-0 draw, but there's always goals. So yeah, I think this is going to be a really exciting start. And I think this could easily go either way, which is why it's probably going to be a 2-2 draw, which is still exciting. That's four goals, right, Stefan?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I think it's going to be a really good, interesting match. Great game for Friday night. I can't wait. I really can't wait.
Yeah. I should add, it looks like summer is starting. So, for those who are wondering. Right. Okay, so that's the big one. The first match of the week that we have picked. Let's go to the Saturday matches. And yeah, there isn't really that much on Saturday going on. The first game here that I'm always using the Bundesliga.com app. Shout out to them for the order of the games that we pick here. And the next one is Union against Hoffenheim. And I've gone here for a narrow 2-1 Union Berlin win. While I should add that I think this game could go either way too.
I was quite tempted to suggest that Hoffenheim could cause Union some problems. They didn't really end the season particularly well, Hoffenheim, and I think they're actually perilously close to the relegation zone. They're obviously in mid-table, but they're actually only 4 points off Stuttgart, for example. Yeah. So they had a very poor start end to 2022. And the tricky thing about Hoffenheim is every week you look at that starting 11 or the players that are like the start and you think, yeah, that's a good enough team. That should do well. But something just isn't really working for them right now. And I also think what's probably going to play a bigger role here is that Union would have got a rest. They'll be well-trained. Urs Fischer will have had, 2 months to work on that team. If anyone who wasn't maybe paying attention or following the Bundesliga in the first half of the season, I think it's fair to say that Union really came out the blocks very strongly and then they kind of ran out of gas in the last kind of 5 or 6 weeks of the first half of the season. And I kind of fully expect them to be back to, everything's kind of back to full system go. And I actually think they're going to quite comfortably beat Hoffenheim here. On paper, two very even sides, but I just feel like Union, full fitness, I think they make short work of Hoffenheim. So I've gone for 2-0 win for Union.
So we are more or less accord here, in agreement. Maybe player to watch here, new signing Kasper Dolberg could make his debut for Hoffenheim. Interesting profile.
The only thing I would preface my prediction with is that Jordan's still out for Union. They've obviously got Becker back, so that's fine. I think the vast majority of the teams should be in there. But obviously, Jordan being out is still a bit of a miss for Union. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, and of course, they lost Ryerson. I learned it's Ryerson, not Ryerson, to Dortmund. If you want to find out more about him, I did write my newsletter about that signing.
If you want some less serious analysis about Ryerson, you can jump on my Twitter account where I poke fun at the fact that he spent 5 years in Union Berlin and the transformation from quite hunky Viking-looking guy to kind of dorky-looking coffee barista is quite remarkable, to be honest with you. If that's the kind of analysis you're looking for, my Twitter account is right there, and you're welcome to it.
This is Berlin. Oh, man. He's going to struggle in Dortmund just because of that. You'll see.
I feel like one day I'm going to interview the guy and he's going to beat me up because you'll see that tweet and he's like, I'm like, oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear. All right. Okay, so on a serious note, or not so serious note, Frankfurt against Schalke, I have that one next. And I actually think that Frankfurt are going to just steamroll this poor Schalke side. So I went for a 4-0 Frankfurt win. What do you think?
Yeah, I've gone for a Frankfurt win as well. I've gone for just 2-0. Just because I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, Thomas Reis might be able to put in a kind of defensive performance for that Schalke side. Having said that, there's so many injuries in that Schalke team right now. They're missing, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players, and another 3 of them are doubtful as well. So this game's maybe already a write-off for Schalke, as possibly the entire season, to be honest. But no, I think Frankfurt don't have any huge injuries except for maybe Tuta. But besides that, I think they look okay.
Yeah, Daichi Kamada, Randall Kolomoani, and Evan Ndika, all players that have been in the news, all going to start. Oh dear, that's not good news for Schalke as well. Paxton Aaronson, for American listeners, he's probably going to be on the bench. So see if he maybe makes an appearance, which is possible if, you know, Frankfurt do Frankfurt things to Schalke. Okay, so up next, Wolfsburg against Freiburg. And I'm actually kind of curious about this one because I think this is going to be quite tight. And I went for a 1-1 draw here, Stefan.
Sorry, but I missed you. Your fixture you mentioned there?
Wolfsburg against Freiburg.
Sorry. You've gone for a draw?
Yeah, 1-1.
I've gone for a 2-2 draw. I think this is possibly the most interesting match on the Saturday, to be honest with you. I feel like I'm quite surprised it's not the top spiel, to be honest with you, but I guess the teams that are in there possibly have a bigger following and a bigger kind of TV audience, so I can understand that. But I feel like Wolfsburg and Freiburg were probably two of the most interesting teams in the first half of the season. Obviously, Wolfsburg started very poorly under Kovac, and he managed to turn it around. And kind of talked about this actually in the midweek bonus show, in the sense that I think Wolfsburg actually have a very interesting kind of a young attacking side. But of course, you can't look past Freiburg, who finished the year in second place, just a couple of points off Bayern. So really foolish to kind of discount them in that regard. So I just feel like it's going to be a high-scoring draw. And it'll be a really, really interesting game to watch, to be honest with you. I think it's probably the game I'm going to tune into on the Saturday afternoon. It should be really good fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be definitely the most interesting of the bunch. Some interesting names to watch as well on both teams. Yeah. Definitely, you know, if I wouldn't have had any of the other two fixtures, I probably would have picked that one as my match of the week. But yeah, that's a good Saturday entertainment right there. Up next is Bochum against Hertha. And I actually think Hertha going to win this game, Stefan. I think this is going to be a 3-1 win for them in the end. What do you think?
Yeah, I actually agree with you there, to be honest with you. I've actually only gone for a 1-0 win. Because I think it will be quite tight, but I think I was kind of looking at the stats for how each team has performed in the Bundesliga this season compared to, you know, how they did last season in terms of kind of goal creation, and I guess first and more importantly just kind of down to like their XG. And actually Hertha Berlin have the highest jump in XG per game compared to how they did the previous year. Which, you know, admittedly wasn't very high last year, and it's still not that high this year, but it definitely suggests that there's quite a lot of progress being made at the club. And, you know, obviously, I'm not just saying that because we sat down with, you know, the club sporting director recently, but I remember a lot of Hertha fans saying to me in the first half of that season that, you know, don't write us off, we're actually doing quite well, etc., etc. And I think there's certainly grounds for optimism, even if they only finished the season, actually finished the year with, you know, 3 defeats from their last 5 games. But I think they're slowly but surely kind of getting back on their feet. And a win here would be a huge start to the season for them, because obviously they're only 1 point above Bochum, who are in 17th place. So it's a really important 3 points for them, I think, if they want to start the season well. And I think they will with a 1-0 win.
Remember when Freddy Bobic said that he wants to encourage his coaches to play German number nines? Well, it looks like 20-year-old center forward Derry Sherhunt who comes out of the Hertha Academy is going to start this game. So something to keep an eye on, I guess. See if Bobic is true to his word. And yes, I encourage anyone to listen to that show. It's very, very in-depth, the Freddie Bobic interview. But yeah. So, okay, let's move on. Stuttgart against Mainz. Our favorite head coach, Bruno Labbadia, finally added, Stefan, against Mainz. I actually went for another 1-1 draw here.
Interesting. So we finally separate our predictions, because I've gone for a 2-1 win from Mainz. I'm really, really struggling to get excited about this game.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to Stuttgart and Mainz fans. I know there's at least a few Mainz fans who do listen to the show, so I apologize for being so discouraging, but I just think both these teams are in a bit of a rut right now. There's just not a lot going on. Stuttgart just kind of pissed me off, to be honest, with the transfer activity recently. Seems like a club going in circles. And Mainz are absolutely fine, I guess, in mid-table. But I was looking forward to seeing them doing quite well this season. It hasn't really worked out yet with Bo Svensson. They've still got some injuries up front with Burkhardt and the likes. But having said that, I think it's been a really tight game. And it could easily go either way, but something just makes me think that Mainz should have enough to kind of steal a 2-1 win from this match.
Fair enough. Okay, so that gets us to the top spiel, the scheduled top spiel, Köln against Werder Bremen. I actually have a piece come out on Köln striker Tigges on Transfermarkt. I think that should be out by Saturday, so keep your eye on that. But other than that, I think Tigges or not, I think Werder Bremen are going to win this game pretty easily, actually, Stefan. I think their two strikers up front are going to just cause havoc, and they're going to win this game 3-0.
Interesting. Yeah, I have to kind of agree with you, to be honest with you. I saw a really interesting stat actually about Cologne this week that when it comes to winning games that they're expected to win, they've only lost one game this season, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that does a really good job of kind of illustrating that there's still a very good team at getting the points against the teams that are supposed to win against, which kind of suggests to me that, you know, at home against Werder Bremen is a game that you would kind of expect Cologne to kind of grind out a result. Having said that, they are kind of really in the middle of a really big injury crisis still.
Yeah.
You know, I think Thielmann's probably the most recent one that Stefan Baumgart was complaining about this week. Who's, you know, offers a lot of pace that they desperately kind of need right now. But, you know, they're not really the kind of home side that the formidable home side that they quite were a season or two ago. They've only picked up 11 points from 7 games, the middle of a kind of injury run. And if you compare that to Werder Bremen, who, okay, maybe had a poor end to 2022, but seem to be thoroughly enjoying themselves this year. You know, they're still happy sitting in ninth place, which is probably much higher than they were kind of expecting to sit when they got one promotion. And as you mentioned, you know, they've obviously got two really impressive players, one in particular in Füllkrug, who we've talked about already this week, so listeners can go back and listen to that. I think they'll win 2-1, to be honest. I don't think it'll be a dominant match, to be honest with you, but I think they've just got enough firepower to get the most of a injury-ridden Cologne side.
Definitely. So that's the top spiel. I think it's actually going to be quite an interesting game. So I encourage people to tune in. That's 9:30 West Coast, I guess 12:30 East Coast. And then is that 5:30 UK time? And then, of course, 6:30 Central European time. Okay, so then that gets us to the Sunday matches, Stefan. And the first one is Dortmund against Augsburg. Rierson, their new signing, is supposed to start. Is the word on the street. And Adeyemi could be back as well, which is also interesting. I think that Dortmund are going to win this, but I don't think it's going to be easy for them. So I went for a narrow 2-1 win here.
Yeah, I've got a sneaky suspicion they might be announcing a contract renewal just before this game as well, just to get fans excited. If not...
Who could that be?
I know. If not already announced before we've published this podcast, so it might already be news. But yeah, it'd be really interesting to see what Terzic does with Sebastian Haller here, because he was obviously doing very well in the kind of mid-season games. Scored 4 goals, I think, if not a hat-trick. In one of the games, and I mean, he's just kind of looked like this kind of savior for this team. He looks like he's just raring to go. So it'd be interesting to see whether Terzic throws him straight into this match, or if he kind of decides to keep him on the bench and kind of maybe bring him on in the second half and start Moukoko in his place. But yeah, I still kind of feel like this is a game that Dortmund should be winning. You know, Augsburg have been quite good away from home this season, but Dortmund have only lost one of their home games this year, and I think enough of their players will be rested. They should be match fit. They've had a long winter to kind of lick their wounds over the first half of the season, and playing in front of a home crowd should be enough for them to get past Augsburg, especially if Sebastian Haller does play in some form or another. So I've gone for a pretty comfortable 2-0 win for Dortmund, but it's Dortmund, so you really have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious whether Haller is back for this one. The prediction is that he might come off the bench. Same is this case for Gio Reyna, especially if Adeyemi plays and Moukoko is supposed to start. So, should be a really interesting game, to be honest. But not as interesting as your match of the week, which is the final match of the match day. And I actually applaud the Bundesliga here to sandwich the two, which I think is the two most exciting games of this match day, kind of put them back, like front end and back end. It's kind of clever. So Gladbach against Leverkusen, this is a Rhein derby, not the Rhein derby, because there's so many, but this is a Rhein derby. I'm really... You know, this is your match of the week, so I'm going to let you take away with it, but I'm really looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting game. You know, obviously it's a derby, which would be good fun, but I've been kind of hyping up Leverkusen for the last kind of week and a half now. So it'd be silly of me to not go on and say something along the lines of, well, yeah, you know, it should be a good match. And I really do think that. I think, you know, they've had a long, like Dortmund, they've kind of had a long winter to kind of, what's the word to use? Just kind of, I don't want to say lick the wounds again, but, you know, words along the line, even though they finished quite well, 2022 quite well, Florian Wirtz is back. I know Schick isn't kind of fit for this game, so he'll still miss out. But yeah, I think it should be a really interesting match. Now, you could probably say something along the same lines as for Gladbach, who've had a very busy January, just in terms of sheer amount of kind of transfer rumours going around. But and I think what kind of adds to that is also that Marcus Thuram's expected to miss this match. So I've actually gone ultimately for a 2-1 win for Leverkusen in this game, which I think would be a really big you know, result for them to kind of kick off the year. Because I think Leverkusen, perhaps more than any other team except for maybe Dortmund, they just seem to trade on confidence more than anything else. You know, they've got as much potential and as much ability in that team as just about any team in the league. But they just seem to implode when there's any kind of hint of, you know, confidence hitting a snag. So beating Gladbach at Borussia Park would be a huge... It'd be a really big deal for them, I think. A big deal for Xabi Alonso as well. And I actually think the probably odds on are perhaps odds on to do that. But I think it'd be still a good game. Gladbach will still put up a really strong start 11. Having said that, they'll be playing a new goalkeeper probably between the sticks. That'll be interesting to see. They've now signed Omlin from Montpellier. But I think that start 11 will still be very strong. And I think it should just be a really interesting game.
You mean Bayern Munich bought Omlin for Gladbach?
Yeah, well, that's true.
The goalkeeper switcheroo. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I actually went for a 3-1 Leverkusen win. So once again, we're pretty much in agreement. I'm just really excited to see Florian Wirtz back.
Yeah.
Stefan.
I feel like his adopted father at this point, the way that I go on about this kid, you know, like, you know, yeah. Like, you know, like when you see, you go to like a, I guess in the US you'd call it like a Pee Wee soccer game or something, where you have the dads on the sideline who can't keep their mouths shut, and they're shouting along with the match, and they're screaming at the referee if someone tackles a kid. That's how I feel about Florian Wirtz right now, which,
yeah.
It's bordering on like kind of like weird fanaticism, to be honest with you. Which is, but then it works because you're a Jamal Musiala fan kid, yeah. Fanboy. So you know, we balance each other out.
Yeah, I mean, like in fairness, I was very fortunate to get an exclusive interview with Florian Wirtz in November, right?
And I'm still extremely bitter about that.
I'm sorry. I think that was also the first exclusive interview he gave to a big outlet, which is like. Kind of like something I will look back to one day when he's won several Ballon d'Ors and is one of the world's best footballers in the next Lionel Messi, which is how he has been described by no other than his head coach, Javi Alonso.
Yeah, who knows a thing or two.
Who knows a thing or two about football and maybe even Lionel Messi. But I you know, maybe to finish this up, but I can't wait for March when Germany play. And like Germany hasn't really gotten me excited very much, but we might see Florian Wirtz and Jamal Musiala play together for the first time.
Mm.
And that is going to be something to be really excited about.
Manu, what the hell are you doing? I'm trying to get myself excited here for domestic football, and you're bringing it down by talking about boring international football. What a way to end the season, or to end the podcast.
Okay, well, let's just get excited then for this game. Florian Wirtz is back. It should be really... I think this is going to be an exciting game to watch because there's a few other players that I want to point out. Jonas Omlin, of course, the new goalkeeper. Americans are going to watch out for Joe Scully, right? Which is another reason to watch if you're one of the many American listeners we have. But then there's also Manu Kone, who has been heavily linked with a move to Leipzig. Keep an eye on him. He's one of the most exciting central midfielders in Germany at the moment. So I think I want to point him out as well. So yes, plenty to get excited about club football before we even talk about... let's not even mention it. but as always, this show is brought to you by Bet Online. So sign up for that. Also, I did the article on Julian Ryerson joining Borussia Dortmund and some of his underlying numbers. And
thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.